Hello everyone, I'm John Arnold. I'm Plus John Arnold on Google Plus, and that's where I'm going to be posting most of these this year. This is my first Napod Pomo post for November 2011, and Napod Pomo is basically a month where podcasters like myself post a podcast every single day for the month of November, and the great thing about it is it forces you to be creative and come up with something to talk about each day, which is a great creativity assignment, and that sort of got me to thinking, well, why don't I bring you guys along on the creativity assignment with me? I do quite a lot of creativity assignments. I do workshops and things that include creativity assignments, and I love them as a way of getting your brain to work differently, getting you to see photographs in the world around you. We all live in beautiful places, but we rarely see them that way. And I think a creativity assignment can force you to see the world in a way that you wouldn't normally look at it as you walk around during the day. So that's what I'm going to be doing this month. Every Napod Pomo post, which is going to be an audio boo post like this every day this month, is going to start with a creativity assignment, a photography creativity assignment. Now, I would love it if you joined along and did as many of the assignments as you can. If you can do all 30, fabulous, well done. I don't know, I'll props to you. I'll give you a post listing all the names of people that did or something like that. I don't know. But just as many as you possibly can, try and take a photograph every single day for the month. I have got an assignment for you for today. I'll come to that in just a minute. But what I would like you to do when you do take these photographs, first things first, don't have to use a big SLR camera. If you've just got a mobile phone, use that. That's fine. These assignments do not expect technical excellence. These are about creativity, they're about composition, they're about thinking about the shot, they're not thinking about technicals. You can do the technicals when you've got more time and it's a photograph that matters. These are brain expanders. These are things to just crack open your brain and give you ideas. So don't fret if the photograph you take is not technically great. It's the idea that matters here. So I would love it if you took a photograph every day, posted them on Google Plus if you can. You don't have to, because sometimes you're not going to take stuff that you're happy with. So if you can post stuff on Google Plus, and if you're happy to, then do so. I would love it if you would tag those with a hashtag. The hashtag I would like you to use is creativity. So if you just go do #creativity somewhere in your post, and also perhaps include something that tells us which creativity assignment it is that you're sort of responding to here, I will try and comment on as many of those as I can. I'd love to see what you produce. So without further ado, your assignment for today is I would like you to try and take a photograph that includes as many squares as you can find. So look around you right now. How many objects around you can you see that are square or roughly square? And where can you point your camera that gets as many squares in as possible? Now, don't be afraid to move things. If you can't find an angle that gets a lot of squares, move things. Find things that are square. Put them together. Find some arrangement of things so that you can get as many in as possible. Doesn't matter if they're slightly obscured. You know, just get as many in as you can. Make it an interesting composition. Think about diagonals. Think about where you're going to place things, where your eye is going to go from object to object. Find those squares. Take the photograph. Bung it on Google Plus and tag it with #creativity, and I can't wait to see what you produce. So that's what I'm going to be doing for Napod Pomo this year. My blog posts will always start with a creativity assignment. I don't promise to always stay on photography after that. I might very well then just let my brain ramble off into whatever is interesting me that day. So it might be, I don't know, politics, whatever's in the news. It might be family matters, what's going on with my kids. Could be anything. So if you're not interested in that stuff, by all means, turn off. But if you're just here for the creativity stuff, that will always be at the start of my Napod Pomo posts for each day. So I hope you'll join me for my Napod Pomo journey. NACRIASMO, that would be National Creativity Assignment Month. I did think about that as a hashtag, but that's too hard to remember. So we'll just call it Creativity November or something. So I hope you'll join me for Creativity November, and we'll try and get as many photographs done in November as possible. Anyone that gets 30 gets a prize or something. I don't know. Maybe a big thank you and a big sweat sloppy kiss from me. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow for my next Napod Pomo post. Catch you then. Bye-bye.